This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you want to comment on press freedom around the world, especially here in the United States? You can do that or bring up whatever you want to discuss. That is the thing that we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls and your thoughts about absolutely anything. Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. Chris, you wanted to talk as a retailer, as an online retailer over at thinkpenguin.com. That is where people can buy privacy-focused, Linux-based, various different products over at and services. You offer VPN, yep. VPN service.
Yep, computers and accessories mostly, but yep. Yeah, also VPN.
At thinkpenguin.com. You are somebody who might pay attention to what the old-school retail kings are up to, and apparently they're up to no good governmental-related shenanigans,
yeah,
right?
You could definitely say that I pay attention to laws and rules and things like that that the government implements that effectively are intended to increase the cost of doing business and increase the cost for at least certain merchants or types of merchants. And this is basically one of these, you know, ridiculous, you know, rules.
Because it's not bad enough that they're inflating the money supply and dramatically increasing the prices of pretty much everything, including shipping, which it all factors into higher prices that customers have to pay to get things.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've already, there's probably two key things that have increased the cost of basically online retail shopping for consumers. One is that online retailers are now required to collect sales taxes. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, it doesn't matter what state you're in. All right, even in New Hampshire, you have to collect sales taxes for people who buy
from outside
goods from you from outside the state, even though you
and
don't operate in
the state.
And is
that a federal rule?
That was a Supreme Court ruling.
Oh my God.
So yeah, and fortunately in New Hampshire, you know, as a consumer, you don't have to deal with that because there's no sales tax here. But
what happens
in almost every other state you do.
What happens to you if you don't? Are they going to send the FBI after you?
This is a good question, and it's not entirely clear. But in theory,
For instance, you don't have a nexus, as they call it, right? Like, nexus is legal term saying if you have, you know, if you have a shipping center in South Dakota or whatever, then you would have to collect South Dakota taxes because you're doing business
there, of course,
or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have that. You're based exclusively, at least within the United States, out of New Hampshire.
Right.
So why would you have any obligation to do the bidding of all these other state government gangs around the country? I mean, there's 49 other sets of tax laws you would have to follow.
It's actually not even possible to follow the law on this. So even the big corporate, you know, retailers, and this is the crazy thing. It's like, if you actually start looking into it, there are over 10,000 different taxing jurisdictions.
If you get down to the county and the city?
No, it's even more complicated than that because it's not necessarily based on that. It's like it's every single street address is potentially in a different taxing. Well, not in a different. I mean, some of those are going to overlap, obviously. Mm-hmm. But basically, you have to base it off every single street address. You can't base it off zip code because that's not how the tax system is set up. That's not how the lines fall, basically.
Right. One zip code can be between two different counties or whatever.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe I don't know about that. But basically, the point is that you don't actually know. Like, there's no way to know, like specifically, like where or what taxes you're supposed to collect. And it's more complicated because so traditionally, like with a physical brick and mortar retailer, they only have one set of laws, one set of tax laws to deal with. Right? Mm-hmm. It's you know, there might be a city tax, a state tax, and you know, maybe even a county tax. So sort of maybe three. But the point is, they only have to worry about where they're selling, right? They don't have to worry about if their customers are, you know, in some other state
or where they're from,
a different part of
the
town.
Door.
Right, exactly. So it's much, much simpler. What they got what the Supreme Court basically decided was now if you ship, it's where you ship the goods to that matters. Mm-hmm. And so there's over 10,000 plus different taxing jurisdictions, basically.
So
and
how the hell are you supposed to figure that out?
Yeah,
is there some service provider?
So this is the point. This is the point I'm making. Nobody's following the law. All that's happening is that they're...
Wait, hold on. Is it a law or a Supreme Court decision?
It's a Supreme Court decision, but you can't follow the laws in the states in regards to their tax law, right? Mm-hmm. So it is. You have to follow, in theory, the law. But here's the other problem. So the actual laws in these states they're written in such a way that they only apply to their own state and such. So like I'll give you an example. So if you pay sales tax to I'm just gonna make up a state, Wyoming, for example. Mm-hmm. Wyoming might be one of the ones that doesn't have sales tax, but anyway, Wyoming, right? The Wyoming law might actually say that you have to have an office in Wyoming. Okay?
4% in Wyoming.
4%. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So you might have to actually have an office in Wyoming, which means that if you're following that law, you didn't have an office in Wyoming before, but now you have to have an office in Wyoming.
Oh, you have to open an office?
That's what the tax law says in some states. Yes, at least.
Wow.
So you have to actually have an office now or something in Wyoming in order to comply with their tax law. So,
screw that.
Yeah, this is how insane this is. But it's also more complicated because I'll give you an example. This is a state I actually had operations at one point. So in Louisiana, there's like three different – just in Louisiana alone, it's absolutely insane. So there's three different – there's a parish tax, there's a city tax.
Yeah, that's like a county.
And a state tax, right, exactly. Yeah, parish is like a county. But there are like – I'm trying to think. Louisiana – that's a state. I'm trying to think the big one that was hit by the hurricane. Anyway, but there's basically a city. There's more than one, I'm sure. But
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. That's it. New Orleans has actually, it's made up of like three different cities. So you're actually, theoretically, if you're like a mobile operation, you have three different taxes plus the parish and the state. So it's five. So it's five different taxes right there. Right.
Right.
That you might have to deal with. And again, this is just if you only operate in that
jurisdiction. Right? Yeah.
It's not even jurisdiction because it's like five different jurisdictions, right? Because they overlap easily.
Okay.
But you've also got different laws. Like, for example, if you install Ethernet cable, right, or like telephone cable or something of that nature, right, inside a wall for somebody, the cable itself has a different tax rate than whether or not you install it outside of the wall, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay? And this is on the cable, not the service. So, uh-huh. Right? And now think about this. Now, there's 10,000 different taxing jurisdictions, so somehow you're supposed to...
I'm surprised it's that few. I would think it'd be even more than that.
Right. So somehow, if you're a online retailer, you're supposed to ask the question of... Are you going to install this cable inside the wall or outside the wall? And I've never seen any retailer ask that type of a question. But
sure.
In theory, that's
the law.
Well,
because you may not even
know.
Law
in the state. Yeah,
you
and it gets better.
No, you just might be buying a cable.
It depends on what day, in fact, that whether or not you have to collect that tax.
You're talking about in Louisiana.
In Louisiana. But this is also applicable for states like New York.
Yeah,
because they have something called tax holidays. So, mind you, if theoretically, they could probably go after you for a crime if you don't follow the law correctly here. So if you collect a tax, right, and you weren't supposed to collect a tax.
On a tax holiday.
Right. You're now committing a crime, theoretically, right? They could theoretically go after you, right? Now, they won't, probably, because they want that money. But the point is they can go after you for crime. Anyway,
sure.
And these massive retailers like, you know, Amazon and everybody, basically, they're all committing these crimes because they're not actually complying with the law. It's just the appearance of complying with the law because actually complying with it would be so absolutely insanely complicated, it's not possible. You'd literally have to go through. Like,
so what do they do? Do they just kind of generally say, okay, so-and-so's address is this, so we're going to charge this sales tax, and they just keep it that simple, or what?
Yeah, so there are some states that have, like, passed simplified, and let me tell you something, it's not simple,
right.
But simplified collections. Mm-hmm. So it theoretically it makes it easier, but it's still unbelievably complicated, to actually collect. For, you still have to deal with all of these different taxing jurisdictions.
Yeah.
And if you look at, like, if you start going through, like, I've actually gone through the law for just one state. It's I mean, I could. There's no way you could even read through all. Just the law on the simplification is so long. You wouldn't even
be able to understand it all, right? One of these jurisdictions
is done for one state alone.
You, as a business owner who doesn't have a whole lot of help,
right?
You're trying to figure this thing out all by yourself. This is impossible.
It is impossible, and it wouldn't even be. I don't even think there's a real way to do it within the software, the shopping cart software, to actually comply with these laws.
So what do you got to do? Hire a programmer and try to create something from scratch that has never existed before.
In theory, you have to hire somebody to go through every single transaction, that you took in, and then compensate from the cost of the price that you charge.
Well, there's news now about what these retailers want the government to do coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. Number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever you want with you tonight. It's Ian and Chris. Bitcoin.com, great source to learn about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash. You can click Get Started at the top of the page there at Bitcoin.com, and you can watch some introductory videos. If you only have time for one of them, just watch that first one, and that will help you out. It'll give you the basics on how to use cryptocurrency. Actually, I'm looking here on the site. Oh, yeah, there it is. Get Started. So be sure you click that. I was just checking to make sure they hadn't, like, moved the link around. If you're on mobile, it is under the little menu icon. You'll find it there. So learn about crypto, because right now, well, some would say Bitcoin's on sale. Less than $50,000 per Bitcoin at the moment. It's a good time to learn about this technology that is taking the world by storm, and a lot of people are adopting, lots of businesses coming on board with accepting cryptocurrencies. This is a tech that is not going to disappear anytime soon. It's probably going to be with us for the foreseeable future. I mean, this is amazing stuff. You really got to take the time to learn about it over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto, you want to learn some of the latest news headlines, head over to news.bitcoin.com. We're going to get more into what you were kind of just kind of getting into a moment ago with us, Chris, the idea of online retail being targeted by the old school retailers, by the brick and mortar, the department store types, these big boxes. What's the latest in the ongoing struggle between these different business models? We'll give you an update on that. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts, where Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I wanted to let you know that I was coming down with something. It felt like something like a stomach flu. Mm. And I did get my flu shot. But one of the things I have been using was tea tree oil from Australia. And I mixed it with water, and I spread it all over my body and my head on my bottom of my feet, and I think it has really helped me to clean out my nasal passage, and it helped me to breathe better, and it got me feeling well.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about this particular product that you're referring to. Is that the standard way of using it, is to spray it all over your body? I have never heard of that.
Well, you know that, but the scientific name of that oil is Melaleuca alternifolia. But the Aborigines, they call it tea tree oil, because when they found Aborigines making teas out of it and drinking it. So I have a tea version of that, too. I've been drinking their teas also. So the thing is to get it into your bloodstream, and by spraying it, like I spray it under my armpit, and there's pores on top of your head, and I sprayed it, and I sprayed in the bottom of my feet, and so that
this sounds expensive. Is this stuff expensive?
Well, I think that most of that stuff is in health food stores.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I find them.
Well, then, and all you gotta do is just mix it a little bit, and then mix the rest of it with water.
Why not just drink it, though? I mean, you know, if you're drinking the stuff, it's going to get into your bloodstream, and then you don't have oil dripping all over your body.
Well, the thing is, you can. I have been drinking a drop or two with a cup of water. You can do that. It's safe enough to do that, and I have been doing it. And that has helped my flu symptoms, so it's completely gone.
So you already came down with the flu, and you figured taking tea tree oil would help. You believe that it did help, that it knocked it out faster?
Yeah, I was kind of dripping. I don't know what I had, but I was feeling ill. I would get better.
Could have been COVID, Sarah.
I have no idea what it was, but I'm feeling better now. I finally got rid of it. It took me about 10 days.
Well, I gotta say, I think that some of the natural alternatives are definitely something people should consider. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people that are not in the medical establishment that truly do believe in some of these alternatives. And thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Now, the question is whether or not they're actually more successful than the placebo. Because a lot of being well, it seems like it's really mind over matter. Like, people who believe that a thing is going to help them, turns out that thing helps them. And if somebody doesn't believe the thing is going to help them, then the thing probably won't help them, because ultimately a lot of whether or not you get well and how soon and how well you get in what period of time, a lot of it has to do with what you believe is going to work.
I'm always amazed at how, like, certain, like, drugs, like, just, like, stuff like Advil even, sometimes, depending on what you've got, it can make all the difference. Like, I have a huge impact. And then other times it, like, almost feels like it has no impact at all. Yet. Yeah. So
let's talk about, get back into the retail story here. Chris, you had something that we were just sort of generally discussing, the crazy U.S. tax law implications when it comes to being an online retailer. And as an online retailer, you've got a different business model from the old school, you know, bricks and mortar retailers. And those people don't like you.
No.
So what's going on now? What's the latest?
They definitely, brick and mortar definitely does not like online retail. And I don't think the online retailers have as much of an issue with the brick and mortar, because the costs of operations are lower with online retailers. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a, you know,
disadvantage?
The online retailers they have an advantage over the brick and mortar,
yeah,
up until the point in which you pass laws that actually make it absolutely insanely expensive to operate an online retailer. So, there was one other thing though too I wanted to mention. Tariffs. Tariffs are, for people who aren't aware,
import export.
Yeah, you basically the businesses are basically paying 25% right now for not everything, but a good chunk of goods from overseas. So, and everything's manufactured overseas. So your costs, like, to the consumer is about 13%. That's basically, you know, you're losing 13% of your wealth, basically, every time you go out and buy something as a result of those tariffs. This is something that did not exist, you know, a few years ago. So
how does 25% go to 13%?
So that's 13% on average, like overall. Like if you walk into a Walmart, your costs, the prices are gone up by about 13% overall. But it doesn't necessarily apply to every product. But that doesn't necessarily mean the retailer has increased the price on a product by 25%. They might just increase it across the whole board in order to reduce the appearance. There's different.
You're saying products that are not coming from overseas, the few that are manufactured here,
yeah,
they're raising the prices on those in order to.
Right, that might be one way to make it hurt less or appear that it's not. I don't know. Like 25% is a huge jump, right? So you're going to notice that.
And that's an important thing to point out, you know, about tariffs. A lot of people think, yeah, tax them imports or whatever. And it's like, you're just taxing the American people.
Right. Right.
Everybody, the consumers, are paying those taxes. It's not like you're hurting those companies overseas.
Right. It's one of those hidden taxes that we all pay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say self-employment tax, but for people who are self-employed, there's something called the self-employment tax. But the self-employed people see this additional tax, but what most people don't see is that the business is collecting about 15% on that. They're paying 15%. On top of another 50, so you'll see 50% on your tax on your paycheck, but you won't see the other 50% that the business is paying, basically.
I thought it was 15% total.
No, it's 30%. The self-employment is like 30%. Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. You can join us, talk about the retail market competition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate. Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak, and he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new inflation report is released on Friday.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that inflation jump that many were expecting. It was led by a spike in energy and gasoline prices. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November, a significant month-to-month rise. And it shows over the past 12 months, prices have climbed by 6.8%. That's the highest year-to-year increase in nearly 40 years. Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, lay the blame directly at the White House door.
When you look at the out-of-control spending, you're certainly seeing it weaken American families and certainly our financial security.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Biden administration insists that its projections show inflation will go down next year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow unfazed by the latest news, trading in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight talking about the retail world and some of the challenges that online retailers are facing, especially when the old school big boxers and the, you know, big retailers are out there trying to shut them down and get them regulated into the dirt. There's news about it, but we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. I do want to let you know about Give Directly. We had an interview with the CTO there over, or no, CFO over at Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. So if you want to hear that interview, check out the first hour of last night's show. It's actually really interesting. You can do that over at freetalklive.com. We get the little archives widget there on the side of the page. What they do is they find recipients in terrifyingly poor countries like Kenya and the county of Kilifi and Bomet counties in Kenya, who could really use some help, and they give them mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. So they're not told how they have to use it, and it turns out it really helps them out. It can change their lives, get them employment, nutrition, health, education, and it allows them to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So we are matching your donations to give directly here at Free Talk Live. We'll match up to $30,000 total. So if you want to help out some folks in some very, very difficult areas, head over to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. And as we learned last night, they do accept cryptocurrencies. So that is a way that you can put some of that crypto that you've earned to use.
Nice.
And help people out who really do need it over at give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jerry is on the line in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just wanted to comment on what Sarah was saying, and I don't think it's a tea. I think it's just, yeah, you put the tea tree oil in some warm water and you gargle it, and that's what helps clears out anything that's in the back of your throat. So you don't actually drink it.
Well, that's, she was saying that she was drinking it and wiping it all over her body, so I guess different people have different methods to use this.
Well, I heard it from my grandmother and her, my great grandmother, and yeah, well, tea tree oil, yeah, you can rub it on rashes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and it'll help subside those effects on rashes.
And have you used it personally?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, you know, there's a lot of interesting alternative therapy treatments out there, and I'm not going to say one way or the other whether which ones work and which ones don't. I think everybody's different, and, you know, one treatment might work well for one person, might not work for another.
Yeah, like you get a little scratch in your throat or whatever, and, you know, one of us want to put, like, a couple drops of tea tree oil in it and then gargle it and then spit it back out, and then...
Jerry, yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160. Yeah, some of the people with the alternative treatments, they're true believers. You know, they find that this thing helps them, and they get out there, and they think it's the right answer for everybody. And maybe it is. I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor. I don't do a health show. I'm not a nutritionist or anything like that. So, you know, your mileage may vary when it comes to these methods. So, Chris, let's get back into the story here about retail. What you got?
Yeah, so the story is from Bloomsburg, and it says, the title is Retail CEOs Press Congress to Toughen Rules for Online Sellers. And they have a really great sales pitch for why we should all support this
more
this
rules.
Law. Right, yeah. The chief executive officers of companies including Target and Best Buy called on Congress to approve legislation aimed at forcing online marketplaces to beef up measures designed to fight the sale of stolen or counterfeit goods.
Okay.
It's funny, because, you know, it's actually kind of funny because, like, I have to say I've, on a number of occasions, have purchased goods that were fake and counterfeit.
And you knew it.
Yeah, and it was obvious before you even opened the package because it's like, that label isn't right. It's like...
But was it obvious before you bought?
No, mm. no. But the question is a online retailer, like, you would think that wouldn't be in their interest anyway, just because you're going to end up with increasing your returns, and that has a substantial cost to it. So,
yeah.
And then you have to do something with those fake goods, right? Like, in theory. So, I don't know. I think there's already an incentive to try and minimize, you know, counterfeit and fake goods, at least to the extent that they're being advertised. Like, you have a product that's branded, I don't know, Nike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Nike, right? Because people are going to return it if they buy it thinking it's Nike and then it not is Nike, right? On the other hand, if it's some other knockoff that's like a Nuki or something pretending to be Nike, it's probably not going to be like, okay, the person who bought it probably knew what they were buying.
As long as it's clear.
Right, right. As long as it's like, it's clearly like it's misspelled or something. Right. And then it's like, is that, right, and is that really counter? I mean, I guess that maybe sort of still, they would call that a counterfeit, but it's like.
That's not a counterfeit. It's skirting the line, I think. It's, you know. It's a different name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, there's pens and all sorts of other
Sharpie
things.
Sharpie pens that were Shoopie. Shoupie.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's like, I definitely have to say,
and I did it on purpose.
A lot of the, counterfeit stuff is like, it really is garbage, but there are certain counterfeit stuff that is like, there's nothing wrong. Like, it's just, it just doesn't work as long or something. And it's kind of what you're going for.
With the Shoopies that I got, you could get like, and actually, I found them originally at like a flea market, so I wasn't even buying them online. So I just had them at a flea market, and you could get like, I don't know, 20 of these pens for the cost that you would normally pay for one Sharpie at like an office supply store. And some of them were completely dried up and just completely useless, or the actual tip of the pen was just in bad shape. It like wasn't pointy, or it just was terrible. But there were still a handful of them that were in decent shape, and some of them I've still got. I still use them.
It kind of reminds me of there's these I don't know if you call them counterfeit really, but they're I'm sure they would be called counterfeit, and they sort of are, I guess, in some respects, but not necessarily. So they're basically chips that emulate they're sort of serial cables, but they're for like programming routers. Mm-hmm. And the chips themselves, they're to a certain like specification that meets another company's product that then can use, in order to use it on Windows, you have to use their driver, this other company's driver. Mm-hmm. But on Linux, you don't. So it's like, on Linux, it's not really a counterfeit. It's like a good, legitimate product. Mm-hmm. Because the drivers are free software, open source, you know, you can use them as you want. But they may not be the same quality, but usually when you're flashing or dealing with a router, you only need it to work once or even for a few times. You know, like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be good quality.
Got it.
And the difference is probably like the difference between like a dollar and like $10 or something like that.
Wow, huge price.
Yeah. So it's like in some cases, as long as you know what you're getting, it's like it's not necessarily a problem.
Well, and I can understand why people, you know, are concerned about counterfeits, because if you are indeed buying what you think is Nike,
right,
and it's Nuki or whatever, and it's only 1/10 the quality for 1/10 the price, you're going to be reasonably upset about that. So I get that, but this is, as you pointed out, seems to be something the marketplace has handled, because most companies, you know, that are online retailers, they want to have a good reputation. They want to have a reputation for quality. They don't want to be, you know, they have that reputation of, oh, that's where you go to get ripped off.
Right.
You know, that's where you go. So, I mean, the problem solves itself. But that said, I am curious to know what they're saying is the problem, and what do they want the government gang to force these companies online to do about it?
Passage of the so-called Informed Consumers Act would help retailers and law enforcement crack down on a significant uptick in organized theft. You know, and it's funny because it's like the only people who can really stop organized theft are the retailers themselves. It's not like somebody making an arrest is going to stop that theft from happening.
What does that even mean, organized theft? Are we talking about the gangs of people
we're talking
coming
about
into CVS?
Gangs of people walking into stores like and basically stuffing stuff under their shirt and all
what
walking
the hell
out. Probably at the same time, but maybe not. It depends. They do it different ways.
How would online retailers doing anti-counterfeiting measures do anything about? I'm missing something here. We're going to continue in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us and comment on free.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian and Chris. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Also, want to say thanks to Dennis W., who is a member of the AMPS program. We just launched this on Patreon just, I think, a couple months ago at this point, so it's still relatively new. We've got at least 50 people that have made the jump and joined the AMPS program. We used to have the AMP program, and then we added an S to it, AMPS. Advertise, market, promote, and support. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you want us to keep doing it, and you want us to get on more radio stations around the country. We've got 185-plus stations. Just found out, actually, about a couple new ones that I had not been made aware of by our new network, so I'm looking forward to adding those to the list. So we're going to be pushing closer to 190, which would be nice. So if you want to help us with that, then join the AMPS program like Dennis W. did. He's a platinum, which means he's doing at least $25 a month, and that's five times what we ask. We're only asking for $5 a month, so thank you, Dennis, for going above and beyond the call of duty and helping us out. We really appreciate it. You can get some of the cool perks as well over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, you're telling us that major retailers are pushing Congress for another law to regulate and control online retail, which, of course, is their competitor. Now, they have online sales as well, but if they can eliminate people like you, like ThinkPenguin.com, if they can eliminate smaller mom-and-pop businesses...
Yeah, it's not just smaller mom-and-pop businesses. They want to eliminate Amazon.
Sure.
They want their biggest competitor, their biggest target is probably Amazon.
Interesting. Yeah. So what exactly are they planning here? What do they want Congress to do? Because they're throwing around the counterfeiting term.
Yeah, so they're mixing it, and this is a other thing to know in this story. They're mixing counterfeiting, and if that's not good enough for you to get you upset, well, certainly theft is going to be, right?
So they're mixing counterfeiting online with real life. Like gangs of people going into stores, yes, and stealing stuff like we're seeing in San Francisco.
Yeah, and no doubt, I'm sure, you know, there is a counterfeiting, I guess there is to some degree a counterfeiting problem, and there's a theft problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think these are necessarily things that are not, you know, there's some truth to it, but that's not what they want to do is the problem,
they want regulations.
Right,
they don't want to let the free market operate and let people make their own choices.
Rather than, you know, installing better security, rather than taking steps to prevent the theft, they want the government to basically crack down on their competition, their online competition. Passage of the so-called Informed Consumers Act would help retailers and law enforcement crack down on a significant uptick in organized theft, the Retail Industry Leaders Association said in a letter Thursday to congressional leaders. The CEOs of Home Depot, Levi Strauss & Company, and more than a dozen other companies also signed their names in support. In the current environment, criminal networks and unscrupulous businesses have exploited, they're basically referencing Amazon, have exploited a system that protects their anonymity to sell unsafe, stolen, or counterfeit products with little legal recourse, the group and the CEOs said in their letter. This lack of transparency on particular third-party marketplaces has allowed criminal activity to fester. The retail leaders are stepping up a long-running lobbying campaign. At least they're being honest about it. Or at least the author's being honest about it. Yeah, this is a lobbying campaign like you wouldn't believe. In favor of the legislation after a month in which stores from California to Minnesota were hit by flash mob-style thefts that generated national headlines. And Best Buy...
Almost every headline I've seen is coming out of San Francisco. I mean, yeah, there have been some elsewhere, but...
So why are you targeting online retailers as opposed to, I don't know, like better security for your store? Like, you think you would target it there? Like,
some of them are just closing. They're just like, we can't handle this. We're out. Nothing the government is going to do is going to solve this problem.
No, of course not. They're just going to sell it on the street. Like, it's not like you need the internet in order to, you know, unload fenced goods, right? Like, where were we? We're hit by flash mob style thefts that generate national headlines, and Best Buy said organized criminals were hurting profit. The Informed Consumers Act would require digital marketplaces to collect information such as government ID, tax ID, and bank accounts details from some third party sellers. Amazon.
So now you have to have a bank account to sell on the internet?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, you're literally having to go to government in order to ask them permission to, like, operate a business.
If
you're a small player.
That's absolutely what they want.
Yeah. Amazon.com Incorporated announced in October that it supports the version of the act in the U.S. House of Representatives, saying the measure would establish a federal standard and prevent an unworkable patchwork of state-level regulations.
Amazon's saying they support this.
Let's see here.
That's what you just said. Amazon supports this.
Yeah, humorously, yes, it appears so. I guess it's because it doesn't hurt them directly. It would only hurt the sellers on Amazon. I don't know. I mean, it still seems absolutely insane to me. To me, it seems like making it more difficult for people to use your platform to sell goods,
mm-hmm,
is going to hurt you, because they're going to go somewhere else if it's too complicated.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to make it too complicated for the somewhere else. So when Amazon says, "Oh, we support this," that's them saying, well, we've got enough attorneys and programmers on staff to make sure we can implement it. If they haven't already implemented this, they can implement it with a snap of the finger, basically, whereas somebody who's just starting out, mm-hmm, who wants to, you know, revolutionize the space or whatever, and they're just getting going, they may not be able to jump through these hoops.
Well, right, and that's the other thing. It's like, okay, well, you know, what if I'm operating out of China as a small retailer and I want to sell to the, mm-hmm, United States? I think that would undermine undermine, you know, that particular seller and their ability to profit off of that seller, you know, if they are not able to jump through those, you know, hoops for selling to the United States market.
Does a Chinese bank account count towards having a bank account?
How do you verify that?
I don't know. Do they have to have a U.S. bank account in order to sell?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it is broad enough where it makes it, I don't know, for most of their customers, so that they're okay with supporting it. But I don't know. It just seems to me that this is just immoral, you know, for so many different reasons. You know, you shouldn't use, just because somebody else is using violence doesn't justify your use or advocation for violence.
No, it doesn't. But unfortunately, that's what you see all the time in the you know, not just the retail world, but the business world. Wherever some business is being regulated, they have the opinion of, well, I've been regulated, so you need to be regulated too. Everyone needs to be regulated. We all need to be regulated as much as we possibly can, because regulations are good. They protect consumers, which is false.
Yeah, I do want to point out here, Amazon actually is supporting one version of the bill, but not the other version of the bill. So this following paragraph says, the e-commerce giant criticizes the retailers group. So they are against, they're effectively against it, but one version, I guess, would be less strict or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're supporting one version. So it's not that supporting this.
They're fighting over what the rule should be.
Yeah, because they know they're gonna lose, so let's make it less bad for us.
Someone's gonna lose.
Yeah, the e-commerce giant criticized the retailers group for pushing federal and state legislation that would favor large brick and mortar retailers at the expense of small businesses that sell online.
Which Amazon's really concerned about. Now, I mean, Amazon can say they're concerned about that because they do have small businesses selling through them. Right,
right. Yeah,
and Conan, our co-host Conan, he sells books through Amazon.
Yeah, there are, you know, there are a lot of people who actually are what they would call unbanked in the United States. Even people who are not necessarily...
I'm pretty much unbanked at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, even people who are not necessarily impoverished, they don't have bank accounts, they don't have credit cards for one reason or another. And in some cases, it's because people do, you know, maybe it's because they're... You know, they're mowing lawns and shoveling, you know, snow or something of that nature. And so their business is just naturally cash.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't make sense for them to have a bank account, because if they have a bank account and there's no money in it, it costs them money, right? Because
that's right.
There's a fee that's charged if you have less than a certain number of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Like, there's various different reasons for it. Sometimes people are living with others and their major expense might be rent, but they're paying their rent in cash because, and thus at that point, it no longer makes sense to have a bank account because, again, it falls below a certain amount, and they just eat into their
and there's
financials.
Also people who've just made mistakes, you know, as a young person, they let a bank account go into the red because of one of the fees. They took out too much. They didn't know what their balance was. This happens all the time to people.
Yeah.
And then they didn't, because they were irresponsible.
Bouncing checks.
Or whatever. They go below the zero, right? And they go in, you know, -30 or whatever.
Yep.
And then because they're irresponsible, they're upset about it, because a lot of people, if you stood in a bank for long enough, you've seen somebody chewing out a teller because they got hit with a fee, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And sometimes the bank will waive the fee if it's like the first time, but the second time they might not waive it, and then the person might get mad and say, well, I'm closing my account, and they storm out the door. Well, guess what happens? The bank reports you to what's called a debit score reporting agency. So you've heard of a credit score. There's also a debit score, and anytime you close a bank account or a bank account is closed on you with a negative balance, you will not be allowed to open an account at most any other bank until you settle up with that other bank. So there's some people that just can't open an account because they won't make things good.
Yeah. Others do it for moral reasons, too. They won't deal with the banks.
We got more coming up, and you can join us. This is Free Talk.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.